This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Chinese banking system is going to get something tomorrow that consumers here have had since the Great Depression. Deposit insurance, the coverage that kicks in if your bank runs into trouble. It's all about reassuring people that their money is safe. Here, anyway. In China, though, things are not always what you'd expect. Deposit insurance over there is supposed to make people nervous. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains.
Deposit insurance reassures people their money will still be there if a bank goes bust, right? Well, the funny thing about China is that right now, nobody needs that reassurance.
Right now, everybody in China already assumes their deposits are 100% guaranteed.
Douglas Elliott is a fellow at the Brookings Institution.
Because the government and the Communist Party believe strongly in social stability.
That's called an implicit guarantee, and it is a problem. Baizhu Chen is professor at the Marshall School of Business.
The government does not want to have this extra financial burdens on them every time that the banks have some problems.
Another problem? Laziness. If banks know they'll get bailed out by the government, who cares what kinds of loans they're making?
When investors think all this stuff is implicitly guaranteed, nobody's doing credit analysis. Nobody's kicking the tires.
That's Jennifer Carpenter, associate professor at NYU Stern School of Business. So if people are already reassured they'll get bailed out, why have deposit insurance to reassure people that they'll get bailed out?
The role of deposit insurance is actually to tell people what's not insured.
Deposit insurance is a real thing with very clear limits. It only covers bank accounts of about $80,000 or less. It only applies to real banks. It takes away the vague expectation that the government will take care of everything. And it's part of something bigger in China.
The country is moving toward a market-based solution.
Again, Baizhu Chen at the Marshall School. Deposit insurance is just part of China's policy of slowly taking the training wheels off its financial system, allowing institutions to compete, even fail, but still having some kind of safety net, just not one that's too big. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.